This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling in the countryside for FeedWorks USA. Today, I'm with Taylor Pelcher, who is a workforce specialist for Cornell University in the dairy processing world. What's going on in New York with regard to dairy processing?
Oh my gosh. Well, there's tons of expansions and new facilities being put in. It's a super exciting time right now. There's thousands of jobs that are, coming to New York State, both in the recent past as well as in the future. Tons of opportunities for New York residents. Anything from entry-level positions within these processing plants to more skilled positions will be available at all processing plants that are expanding in some of these new facilities. So Cayuga Milk Ingredients recently began an expansion, Burnt Dairy as well. Great Lakes Cheese has a recent expansion out in Western New York. Chobani, as well as Fairlife, are making significant impacts to our dairy industry in New York State.
You really are a trailblazer because you're the first one in this position, kind of to bridge that gap between the industry and the labor force and bring them together.
That is correct. So it's been a lot of navigating with my colleagues to figure out the best way to approach this workforce issue within dairy processing. Our main goals to date have been general exposure. That's probably our biggest metric that we are focusing on right now. From there, we are trying to funnel the people that we contact with exploration. And then from there, we hope to, prepare them and just basic readiness for these types of position. And then, the end goal being placement. And we have had success with that as well. We're at about a 12% placement rate, and we are super excited about that.
That's fantastic. But there's even more exciting news about something upcoming.
Absolutely. So in June, the 24th to the 26th, we will be in Schenectady, New York. That's the capital region, partnering with three different dairy manufacturers. Those are Belgioso, which is a cheese manufacturer, Stewart's Shops, which is a longtime company that's known for their convenience stores all over the state, and our third partner is Midland Farms, and they are a fluid milk producer. With this program, we will be training the under and unemployed folks who hope to join us or just general job seekers as well. We have 30 seats open for participants, and this is just a really personalized experience to train them on any number of things. We talk about good manufacturing practices as well as food safety, and we even go into some softer skills such as resume building and interview preparation. So we really want the best for these folks who apply to join our program. This registration is open, and you can find that on our social media. That's Cornell Workforce Development for Food and Dairy Processors on both Facebook and Instagram. And you also can learn more on the Dairy Foods Extension website. That's part of the Cornell University website.
So this really is a great opportunity for somebody maybe coming out of high school or just other positions who wants to shift something in life. They can take a look at the dairy industry and see if it's for them or not.
Yes, it's a great opportunity for, the high school audience. And we do try to partner with different high schools. We call it a micro boot camp where my colleagues and I will go into a high school for a day. And we just simply talk to these kids about the different opportunities that are available in dairy processing just to expose them. We are working on getting closer relationships with FFA, 4-H, New York Ag in the Classroom, and we've had a lot of success with that so far.
You've also got a great benefit for this boot camp program as well.
Yes. So the benefit, any participant who successfully completes our program, so that's 3 days in person, and there's also a hybrid component, which is an online course that takes about 10 hours. Participants will walk away with a Cornell University micro-credential that's also part of the Dairy Foods Extension program. This is a dairy science and sanitation course, and they will definitely stand out on their resume if they have that as a listed credential.
Remind us of those dates again for the boot camp.
The boot camp is June 24th to 26th in Schenectady, New York.
Fantastic. Taylor Pelcher, workforce specialist with Cornell University in the dairy processing world. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Join us tomorrow as we head to our nation's capital and visit with Chris Galen from the National Milk Producers Federation here on Dairy Radio Now.